Turn your Bibles. We're going to be in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1, as you're turning there, just wanted to share a little something with you. Most of you know me, I do appreciate dad jokes. Amen. The greatest invention ever, right? A wife was making breakfast of fried eggs for her husband. Suddenly, her husband burst into the kitchen. "Careful," he said, "careful. Put in some more butter. Oh my goodness, you're cooking too many at once. Too many. Turn them. Turn them over now. We need more butter. Oh no, where are we going to get more butter? They're going to stick. Careful, careful." "I said careful. You never listen to me when you're cooking. Never. Hurry, turn them. Careful." "Are you crazy?" The wife asked. "Have you lost your mind? What in the world is wrong with you? You think I don't know how to cook a couple eggs?" The husband just calmly replied, "I just wanted to show you how I feel when I'm driving." Dad, you appreciate that one, right? But today certainly is Father's Day, and came across some quotes that I wanted to share. Clarence Kelland. He said, "He didn't tell me how to live. He lived and let me watch him do it," speaking of his father. Baseball great Harmon Killebrew. He said, "My father used to play with my brother and me in the yard. Mother would call out, 'You're tearing up the grass.' Dad would reply, 'We're not raising grass. We're raising boys.'" A proverb says, "A dad carries pictures where his money used to be." And the last proverb that I came across was, "Every father needs to remember that one day his children will follow his example and not his advice." That's a great one. And this morning, I want us to consider a dad that is often overlooked in the Bible. His name was Joseph. And for the most part, we only talk about Joseph during Christmas time. So the Joseph that I'm talking about is the earthly father that raised Jesus. And even during Christmas, he's often overshadowed by Mary. But I believe that God handpicked both of them, both Mary and Joseph, together. So just stop and think about that for a moment. That Almighty God searched the entire world over, looking for a mom and looking for a dad to raise his only begotten son. His eyes quickly fixed upon a young teenage girl named Mary, who also happened to be engaged to be married. Her fiancé was this man named Joseph. Now, we need to understand that God chose Mary in as much for Joseph as he did choose Joseph in as much as for Mary. He chose both of them as a couple to be a godly mom and dad to his only begotten son. Think about that. And this morning I want us to focus on the important role of a father. Jesus was conceived of the Holy Spirit. No need for a man to do that, was there? So God was letting us know that the physical act of conception is not the primary role of the father in the home. God wants us to understand that more importantly, dads, we need to be the spiritual leader in our family. And God chose Joseph to be exactly that for his son, Jesus Christ. Now, I want us to consider why God chose Joseph. And looking in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 1, skip down to verse 18. Now, the birth of Jesus was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with the child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife. And he did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. Again, most of the time we only read about this around Christmas, don't we? But the first thing I want us to see is that Joseph had a compassionate heart. First reason why God picked Joseph was that he had a compassionate heart. The Bible clearly shows Joseph's heart, caring, loving, and compassionate. And we see his love, we see his compassion demonstrated in two ways. And the first is towards Mary herself. In verse 19, it said, Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away or to divorce her secretly. So we need to understand here, Joseph was hit with a massive bombshell, wasn't he? He finds out that his fiancée, Mary, is pregnant. Now we need to understand at this point, Joseph had not received the revelation. He had not received the announcement from the Lord yet. What do you think was going through his mind at that moment? Men, what would have been going through your mind if you were in Joseph's shoes? You've fallen in love with this beautiful young woman. You no doubt had shared your dream of making a family together and making a life together. You two were perfect for one another. Then bam, you find out that she's pregnant. You don't know who the father is, but you know for certain, without a shadow of a doubt, it's not you. How would you feel? Angry? Betrayed? Heartbroken? All the above, right? Now we also need to remember, according to the Old Testament law, what was the penalty for adultery? Anyone remember? It was death by stoning. Under the Old Testament law, Mary should have been taken out and stoned to death. And that included the time of engagement. They were betrothed, they were engaged. That included that time, even for the act of adultery to be stoned. But during New Testament time, the law had been relaxed quite a bit, and adultery was not looked upon as to be stoned to death, but it was still a very, very serious offense. And at minimum, Joseph should have divorced Mary, a very public divorce. This would have subjected her to public shame. It would have humiliated her because he would have to make a public declaration that his intention was to divorce her, and then why. So it was a very public event. Well, that would have been a just payback, right, guys? But that wasn't Joseph. As we read here in verse 19, it says, not wanting to make her a public example, Joseph was minded to put her away or to divorce her secretly. Joseph did not have any desire to put her to public shame. He had no desire in her heart to humiliate her. Joseph was a man with the very heart of God himself. He loved Mary with a true, committed love. The same love we read in Ephesians 5:25. The Bible says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and he gave himself for her. What kind of love did Jesus have for the church? Now remember, the church is not this building, is it? The church is you and I, every born-again believer. What kind of love did Jesus have for us? A love that nailed him to the cross of Calvary. It's a sacrificial love. It's an all-in love. And that's the kind of love that Joseph loved Mary with. He was a man with a compassionate and loving heart. Second reason, or the second way that Joseph demonstrated his compassion was towards Jesus. Not just towards Mary, but also towards Jesus. We have to remember that Jesus was not his child, was he? But Joseph never showed any resentment. He never showed any indifference toward Christ. Joseph accepted Jesus as his own son. Think about what we read in the Gospels about Joseph and Mary and the young baby, baby Jesus. He protected Jesus from Herod's death threats, his death decree. He cared for and he trained him up in the way of the Scriptures. We find out that he even taught Jesus his own trade of carpentry. Joseph treated Jesus as if he were one of his own. Joseph received with open arms the very one that the rest of the world would reject. I don't know if you caught in verse 25, our original text. The very last part of that verse. And he called his name Jesus. You know, think about the many earthly fathers, the way that the flesh would think. You call him Jesus, I'm not, right? Yeah. Many dads would react that way. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that he, Joseph, called his name Jesus. Today, by contrast, we see way too many absentee dads, don't we? Too many that run away from their God-given role and responsibility. Too many selfish dads picking their freedom over their children. As soon as time gets tough, what do? They run. Listen to what God says in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Joseph had the heart of God. He had a heart that loved Mary. He had a heart that loved Jesus, even though it wasn't his own child. Joseph was a loving, compassionate man. Secondly, why did God choose Joseph? Joseph also had an obedient heart. Joseph put his own wants, he put his own desires in second place behind God's will. He didn't follow his own plan for his life. He was obedient to whatever God had planned for him. Amen? And we see that example after example. Joseph had no idea where it would lead him and his family. But when God made a way, Joseph just simply followed. Amen? When he found out that Mary was pregnant, he didn't follow the flesh with revenge and payback. What did he do? He followed after God's own heart with compassion and love. When God spoke to him in a dream and he said to marry Mary, even though she was pregnant with a child that was not his, Joseph obeyed. When God said, take Mary and take the young child and flee to Egypt, Joseph closed his business. He packed up his bags and his family. He gathered them together and he obeyed. When God said, it's time to head back to Israel, Joseph didn't throw up his hands and say, but Lord, we just got settled here. We just started to make this our home. He didn't drag his feet whatsoever. Joseph simply obeyed with complete trust. Joseph was a man of great faith. It takes faith to pack up all your possessions, to close your business, to pack up your family and head to a foreign country without any plans whatsoever, doesn't it? Men, how many of us could do that today? Be hard, wouldn't it? But that's what was asked of Joseph, and that's exactly what Joseph did. And it was simply on the basis of God said so. Dads, we like to use that one, don't we? Because I said so. Joseph, no doubt, he could have made 1,000 excuses. And nobody would argue with one of them. Amen? But he didn't. He simply trusted God and obeyed in every way, every direction that God led him. Dads, we need to remember that our kids are like sponges. Amen? They see and they absorb everything. They hear everything and it just sinks inside of them. They believe whatever we believe. They will make important whatever is important to us. They will put their faith in whatever we trust. And dads, we need to make sure that they see us trusting in Jesus Christ. Amen. A few years back, I read this true story, and I'll share it with you. There was a farmer that had worked day after day on a crop of grain. This crop was critically needed to pay off their large debts and keep their family farm afloat for another year. A few days before the crop was ready to be harvested, a violent wind and hailstorm destroyed his property and the entire crop of grain. The man stood with his young son, looking over the devastated crop. The son was expecting to hear his dad yell and curse in despair, but instead, he heard his dad softly begin to sing, "Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee." Years later, when that young boy grew up to be a father himself, he said, I quote, "That was the greatest sermon I had ever heard." His dad showed him faith in action. Amen. Fully trusting God where the rubber hits the road. You know, we can sit here and we can talk about faith every Sunday. We can open up the Bible and read all the scriptures that reference faith. But faith is nothing unless we put it into action. Amen? Faith is a verb. It's an action word. And Joseph was doing that exact same thing for his family. He was the spiritual leader in his home, and he led by example. In the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, we read about how he brought his family to the temple. The same thing that we as dads need to do with our family. We are accountable. We are obligated to bring our children to a Bible-teaching church. Our children need to see our faith in action. And the last reason why God chose Joseph was because Joseph not only had an obedient heart, but he also had a wise heart. He understood how to redeem the time. Amen? The Bible tells us that we are to redeem the time. Joseph's life, it seems to have been shortened. Joseph is never mentioned in the Bible after Jesus' childhood. Not one reference. And also at the foot of the cross, when Jesus was being crucified, he looked down and he charged the Apostle John to care for Mary moving forward. That would indicate that Joseph had died early. But in that shortened life, we need to understand that Joseph made it count. Amen? Joseph understood how to redeem the time. He used what little time he had, what little time he was given, he used it incredibly wisely. He used it to provide and to care for his family. He raised them in a godly home, a home that trusted in God. And he set a godly example as the spiritual leader in that home. We need to understand that Jesus was not the only child that Joseph raised, was he? The Bible tells us that Joseph and Mary had other sons and daughters. And we also know from the Bible that two of their other sons were used mightily of God. We know that Jude was called to write the book of Jude. James was the leader of the church in Israel, in Jerusalem, and he was also called to write the book of James. Joseph raised his children in the ways and the word of God. Amen. Dads, none of us know how much time we will have with our family. Amen. None of us. So we need to redeem that time wisely. We need to be the spiritual leader in our home. We need to be the one that sets that godly example for our children to follow. Listen, we're not called to be perfect dads. Amen. Joseph wasn't a perfect dad. I'm not a perfect dad. Don't tell my wife. She doesn't know that yet. But we are not called to be perfect dads. But we are called to stand up and be present in our home.